Good evening. Coming to you here from the campus of Buena Vista University, broadcasting live from the Sibens Fieldhouse for a matchup today between number five, Dort University, the women's basketball program ranked number five in the top 25 coaches preseason poll in NAIA for Division II women's basketball, and Buena Vista, NCAA Division III program. This is an exhibition for Buena Vista this evening, whereas here for Dort University, this will be an official game. So this one will count on the books for the defenders. A matchup today between 1-0 Dort and Buena Vista, with this being an exhibition. It is unofficially a game, and so it won't count towards their record. It is the first time that they are playing an exhibition this season. They'll be playing in a couple days here, in a couple weeks, for an actual contest at St. Joseph, Minnesota. For Dort this weekend, they'll be traveling to Palos Heights, Illinois, and Trinity Christian there. We are broadcasting from the Sibens Fieldhouse. It'll be Dort University against Buena Vista. The defenders coming off a controlling victory over Waldorf in the season opener on Friday. That at the DeWitt Gymnasium against the Waldorf University. A 113-40 victory. A game in which the defenders were able to shoot 63% and had 24 assists to 13 turnovers. We are going to have the national anthem here shortly, so why don't we step aside? You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, and when we come back, we'll get you set for today's matchup between Dort University and Buena Vista. This broadcast of Defender Athletics on KDCR is made possible by Orange City Area Health System Sports Medicine, offering it back here at the Sibens Fieldhouse in Storm Lake, Iowa. I'm Christian Zylstra. Thanks for joining us for Dort University women's basketball here on KDCR and KDCR88.5.com. Some of your starters for Dort today, very similar to what we saw on Friday against Waldorf: Erica Feenstra, Bailey Tetzlaff, Peyton Harmson, Jordan Van Manen, and Rachel Evavald will be your starters for the Dort defenders. Erica Feenstra, the leading scorer through one game. She had 26 points against Waldorf, shot 91%, and dominated on the floor. For Dort as well, offensively, rebounding, Mari Smitsdorf had 7 in the game against Waldorf, against the Warriors. Gabby Krakus had 8 to lead the defenders in that one as well. It's a matchup here that Dort took on Buena Vista last year, that coming back actually in Sioux Center, and the defenders won that one handily in that contest, a 112-49 victory over the Beavers. Dort was up 62-34 at halftime and exploded in the second half and really went off to put that one out of reach very quickly over Buena Vista. Dort is looking to build off what it was able to do on a Friday against Waldorf before taking a trip to Trinity Christian College this weekend for a little weekend invitational. Getting some of your starters for Buena Vista as well: Erin Gerke, she'll be the one probably handing the ball the most of the time. Destiny Einerwald, Kiara Sporer, and Jen Schneider starting out there for Buena Vista. A young team for the Beavers. 9 of the 13 players on this roster are underclassmen. They were a little shorthanded last year, as we are underway here in Storm Lake as Dort wins the tip. Evavald wins it. Now down low on the right block. Dort going from left to right on your radio dial. Bounce pass from the top of the key. Evavald down to Tetzlaff. She's unable to finish at the block, and Buena Vista will take it away. With it on the dribble, on the right wing is Schneider. She'll get it back to Gerke. Gerke uses a screen, drives right, lays it off the glass and in. So Gerke has the first 2 points of this contest, opens it up here in Storm Lake. The far corner, Feenstra, pass down low, and a nice off-ball screen for Dort. Rachel Evavald getting onto the far block, laying it off the glass to tie it up at 2-2. Evavald with Dort's first basket today. Gerke drives left. Left hand off the glass, no good. Dort trying to push now. Feenstra on the break, right-handed layup. Can't get that one to fall. Ball is loose down in the paint, and ultimately it's taken away by Sporer. Spohr will start the break for Buena Vista. She'll slow it down, swings it over to her left. With it is Schneider. Back to the top of the key, trying to pick out Ironwald there, and Dort's going to get called for a reach. That'll be Tetzloff called for the reach, trying to poke that one away. Her first personal and the first foul of this contest. 2-2, 1 minute and 9 seconds into this one. Gerke dribbles left, picks up her dribble about 30 feet away from the basket, gets the pass down low on the block, and that one's knocked away. Tetzloff with a good defense, and Dort tries the break. Van Manen over to Harmsen, right wing, pass down low. Ivaval, nice pass in the paint, gets it, the wraparound to Feenstra on the far block, and she lays it in for her first basket. 4-2, Dort leads. Kirky trying to back down Van Manen. We'll have to kick it back out. Three-point shot is up, and it's good. Basket is good for Erin Streit. She gets her first basket, the first three-pointer of this contest. Harmsen driving left along the elbow. We're going to get a reach-in foul. Einerwald a little sloppy there. Got the wrist trying to poke that ball away. And less than 2 minutes in, both teams with a foul. We'll get a substitution. Erin Streit will head to the bench, and Nicole Lang will enter. Tetzloff looking to inbound it. She'll just reset it out up top. It's knocked away, though, by Sporer, and now the break. Lang kicks it out to Einerwald. Left wing three-point basket too strong, no good. Trying to track down the loose ball and throwing it off of Feenstra is Schneider. And so Buena Vista will keep possession. A 5-4 lead for the Beavers. Just over 2 minutes in here in the first quarter in Storm Lake. Gerke will look to inbound it on the far baseline. Buena Vista wearing all gold tonight. Three-point shot in the corner from Gerke, no good. Van Manen with it on the break. Hits it out to Harmsen. Harmsen takes it into the paint. Kicks it into the far corner. Tetzloff now the entry pass down low. Feenstra left hand good. Feenstra on the far block gets her second basket. She has 4 points at 6-5 defenders. Buena Vista wearing the all gold or all yellow jerseys. Dort going with the all black and the gold trim. Dort going from left to right on your radio dial. Shot on the left block by Gerke. No good. Defense by Van Manen. And now Harmsen tries to break. On to the left wing. Tetzloff. Entry pass down low. Baseline is Feenstra. She'll go up through the contact and it's good. Erica Feenstra with a quick start to this one as well. She has her third basket, 6 points. Dort leads 8-5 and an and-one opportunity. Substitutions for Dort. Several players come off. Van Manen, Ivavald, and Tetzloff exit. Gustafson, Beckman, and Pruitt enter for the defenders. Bailey Beckman, Carly Gustafson, and Abby Pruitt. Feenstra gets the friendly roll off the rim, converts the three-point play, and it's 9-5. Dort with the early lead 3 minutes in here at Buena Vista. Gerke on the left wing. Looking for an option, guarded by Beckman, kicks it out to the top of the key. Einerwald, she'll dribble right, picks up her dribble, pump fake. Hounded by Pruitt at the top of the key, gets the handoff with the help from Spohr. Spohr hounded by Harmsen, and with six on the shot clock, Harmsen's going to get called for a bump about 25 feet away from the basket. Her first personal. And the team's second foul. So both teams with two fouls. And now we'll see some substitutions for Buena Vista. Cassie Miller enters the game. Erin Streit back on the floor as well for the Beavers. As well as the player handling the ball now, Kaylee Dressback. So Dressback, top of the key, dribbles right, picks it up, swings it back left. Gerke, left wing now into the corner. With it is Streit. Tries to get the entry pass down low, but it's stolen away by Gustafson. Gustafson on the break, loses her dribble, able to pick it back up, tried to pick out Feenstra, who was trailing on the play, but active hands from Streit knocks that one away, and Buena Vista is on the break. Slowed down, Beckman's able to slow down Gerke initially, but a nice screen by Streit gets Gerke into the paint with the left hand off the glass and good. Dort leads 9-7. 9-7, 6-10 remaining here in the first quarter. Gustafson, top key. Pass to Harmsen on the right wing. She loses the dribble looking for a foul. Hounded defensively there by Cassie Miller, but lost the dribble on the crossover, and so that'll be a turnover against Dort University. Buena Vista basketball. Gerke guarded by Beckman crosses the half-court line. Picks up her dribble about 30 feet away from the basket. Swings it right. That's Dress back with it. She'll drive. No screen. Just gets by her defender, Harmson, but can't get the finish. Gustafson with a rebound. She gets out to Beckman. Beckman will get Dort into its offense. Pruitt now. Far wing. On the left wing, she'll dribble right. Now into the paint. Free throw line. Bounce pass to Gustafson, who lays it in with the left hand. A beautiful dribble penetration by Abby Pruitt. And a bounce pass in the paint to Gustafson, who was able to finish her first basket. It's 11-7 defenders. Gerke picks up her dribble. Over to the top of the key. With it is Lang back to Gerke. Left wing, she'll dribble into the paint. Tries to throw it up. She's blocked by Feenstra. But unfortunately, as Dort tried to break, Beckman's right foot was on the far baseline. And so possession will stay with Buena Vista with just 10 on the shot clock. Actually, they will reset it, so it'll be 20 on the shot clock. So Buena Vista will inbound it. Gerke gets the left block. Shot for Stripe, blocked by Gustafson. Good defense by Gustafson. Now Harmson on the break. Pass over the top to Feenstra. Lays it in with the right hand. Have to get back in transition if you're playing against Dort Feenstra. She has 9 for the defenders. Now on the other end, an and one for Strike going into the body of Gustafson. Put it up with the left hand and got the bounce off the glass. So the basket is good. That does make it 13-9. Dort with a 4-point lead here in the early going, and we'll get a substitution for the Beavers before the free throw. Lang will exit. Vanessa Hamlet will enter. Dort shooting 6 of 8 from the floor right now. Buena Vista just 4 of 12. This free throw to cut the deficit to a one-possession game. It's good. 13-10 our score. Another substitution. And onto the floor for the return is Jen Schneider. Jennifer Schneider back onto the floor for Buena Vista. Beckman will take it across the timeline for Dort. Tries to pick out Harmson. Dort a little too sloppy with the basketball right now. And we're going to get a couple substitutions. Tetzloff, Maya Shimilewski, and Gabby Krakus onto the floor for the defenders as Feenstra, Pruitt, and Harmson exit. And Dort will apply a full-court press here with a little 1-2-2 action. Trapped in the corner, Miller tries to pick it out, does get it near the timeline. That's Vanessa Hamlet. She'll dribble, tries to pick it up, and gets it back out to Gerke at the top of the key. Gerke, crossover dribble. On the left block, kicks it back out. Cross pass, three-point shot, short, no good. Rebound taken away by Beckman. Beckman now pushing up the floor. Gets it to Tetzloff on the left block, and it's good. Good transition from the defenders. 15-10, and now the full court press is back. A two-on-one. Buena Vista does a nice job breaking. Hamlet, left block, and she gets it to go. The outlet pass was almost a bit of a heave and a prayer, but two Beavers were back and only one defender. And it became a two-on-one break. Buena Vista executes to perfection. 15-12, our score. Tetzloff kicks it out. Far corner, three-point shot. Beckman, too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Hamlet. She is pressured. Gets it to Gerke, and now 90 feet away from the basket. Tetzloff called for her second personal foul. Fourth team foul, but the second foul on Tetzloff with 3:52 remaining here in the first quarter. Defenders leading 15-12. Miller will exit. Innerwald will enter again. So 15-12. Dort leads. Buena Vista basketball trying to go the length of the court here. Dort again with the full court press. A couple seconds to get across the timeline, and Buena Vista does. Now right wing, Gerke. A cutter into the paint. That's Innerwald. Left hand up, no good off the back iron. And looks like we're going to get a foul called against Gustafson down low trying to go for the rebound. Question was, would it be a jump ball? Actually, they're going to call it on Tetzloff. So that's her third personal. Bailey Tetzloff with 3 personal fouls here in the first quarter. 3:36 remaining. And so Buena Vista will be at the line for 2, and Tetzloff will have to sit for a while. And in fact, we're going to get a wholesale substitution for Dort here. So on the floor for the defenders, resetting it for you. Feenstra, Evavald, Van Manen, Pruitt, and Harmson out there for the Beavers as Enowald is at the free throw line. The first free throw attempt is no good, so we stay at 15-12. Gerke is on the floor, joined out there by Spohr, Schneider, and Hamlet. So free throw number 2 coming up after Enerwald was unable to knock down the first one. That one she does get to rattle home. 15-13, a two-point lead for the defenders with about 3.5 minutes to go here in the opening frame. Pruitt breaks the press, gets it to Evavald, top of the key. She swings it right wing to Harmson. Entry pass down low to Feenstra, back out to Harmson. Three-point shot is no good, too strong. And Hamlet comes away with the board. Good passing by the defenders there, though, out of the trap. And it was an open look for Harmson, just couldn't knock it down. Enerwald now, left wing, swings it right. Over to Gerke, right wing. Not a lot of move in from Buena Vista right now. Just 10 on the shot clock. Pass down low. Knocked away off the knee of Evavald. And Van Manen will clean it up. She'll get it out to Pruitt. Baseline. Bounce pass. Feenstra goes with a right hand. Puts the shot up. Can't get it to fall. But she is fouled on the play. And so she'll head to the charity stripe for two. So Feenstra will head to the line. That foul goes against Hamlet. That is her first personal, team's third foul. She'll exit. And Aaron Streit will enter. So Feenstra at the line for two. 2:50 remaining here in our opening quarter. It's 15-13. Dort with the early lead. First free throw swished home is good. Erica Feenstra with the basket. She has 10 points now here in the opening quarter. Second free throw good as well. 11 points for Erica Feenstra. 17-13. Defenders lead. Just under 3 minutes remaining here with the open quarter. Here in Storm Lake. Enerwald with it on the right wing. She'll use a screen from Streit. Puts the shot up, but Abby Pruitt gets a paw on it. Blocks that one away. Still loose. Taken away by Buena Vista. Pass down low. Streit. Back out to Enerwald. Five on the shot clock. She throws up the shot off the front iron. No good. But another offensive rebound for the Beavers. And Enerwald puts it back off the right glass. 17-15. Four offensive rebounds for Buena Vista. On the meantime, Dort with the break. Harmson, the pass to Feenstra, and one. Dort on the break from the right wing, as we see it so often. Harmson, the pass over the top to Feenstra. She puts it up with the right hand. Hit on the wrist and gets it to go. 19-15, defenders lead. Feenstra with 13 points and a chance to make it 14 and to put the defenders at 20. Van Manen, Harmson, Feenstra as that free throw falls. Pruitt and Evavald on the floor for the defenders. So what a start for Erica Feenstra. 14 points after she scored 26 against Waldorf to open the season on Friday. Enerwald, the senior from Orange City, Iowa, into the far right corner. Tries to kick it out. It's knocked away. Pass intended for Schneider, but getting a paw on it was Ebby Pruitt. 1:59 remaining here in the first quarter. 20-15 defenders lead. Inbounding it over the top. Getting it into the paint. Left hand up and one. Rachel Evavall not happy with the call there, but it's an and one left hand. Aaron Streit putting it in. And she'll have the chance to cut it to a two-point game here with a free throw. That is Evavald's first personal. Dort has five team fouls, so Buena Vista in the bonus the rest of the way this quarter. Dort will be in the bonus as well. Buena Vista with four team fouls. Strike gets the free throw to go, so it's 20-18. Defenders just a two-point lead here in the early going. Pass down low from Pruitt to Feenstra. The unselfish extra pass gets it to a trailing Evavald, who lays it in with a right hand. Evavald with the basket. She has 4 points, 22-18 defenders. Pass from Schneider trying to get to Enerwald. Knocked away once again by Pruitt. Out of bounds. Buena Vista will inbound. Pass kicked out. That's Christina Schauer checking into the game for Buena Vista. She'll dribble right. Picks her dribble up due to the pressure from Harmson. Gets it back over to Streit. Dribbling left. That's Enerwald. And the pass intercepted. Harmson, two-on-one break. Gets it to Van Manen. Right hand off the glass is good. Peyton Harmson waited to make that pass as long as she could. Drew the defender in and found a wide-open Van Manen on the right block who laid it in. Van Manen's first basket, 24-18. 1:10 remaining here in the first quarter. With it and knocked away. Van Manen, the hounding defense, knocks it away from Spohr. Gets it out. Harmson, left wing, three-point shot. No good off the back iron. Buena Vista with the rebound. They'll slow it down a little bit here. Enerwald gets it over to Schauer on the right wing. Shower hounded by Harmson. 20 on the shot clock. Almost a five-second call there. Able to get it away just in time to Spohr. So Spohr, top of the key, back over to the right side. That's Shower. Shower goes left using the screen from Streit. She'll take a three as she kicks it back. The pick and pop works. Three-point basket for Erin Streit. She has 12 points now for Buena Vista. And Dorr leads 24-21. 20 seconds left on the game clock. Shot clock is turned off, so Dorr will hold for the final shot in this quarter. Ben Monin, using a screen from Evie Vault, kicks it out. Corner three, Harmson, this time no good. Feenstra, offensive rebound, down low, lays it back off the glass, and it's good. 2 seconds, 1 second, and the three-quarters court heave is no good, thanks to the incredible first quarter from Erica Feenstra. The defenders lead after one, 26-21, 16 points for Feenstra. We'll be back here in Storm Lake after this quick break. You're listening to Dort University Women's Basketball on KDCR. This is an official contest for the Dort University Defenders, 1-0 on the season, an exhibition for the Buena Vista University Beavers, and Dort leads after one quarter of play, 26-21. Buena Vista going from right to left on your radio dial. Dort from left to right. Dort wearing the black with gold trim. Buena Vista wearing the gold with blue trim. With it is Gerke. She'll dribble left. Takes it at the free throw line. Left hand off the glass. Rolls out. No good. And Van Monen takes away the rebound. She'll push it. Gets it to Faith Anderson. Three-point shot on the wing. Short off the front iron. And the rebound snagged by Buena Vista. That was Schneider with it. She'll get it out to Mary Barnes, her first appearance today. Again, this is an exhibition for Buena Vista. We'll see basically everyone get some action. A nice give and go. Barnes kicks it into the corner. Three-point shot too strong, but an open look. And on the far block, Barnes with the offensive rebound. Erica Feenstra picks up the foul on the rebound attempt there, so it'll be a loose ball foul. The first personal against Feenstra. And for Barnes, she secures what is the fifth offensive rebound of the game. For the Beavers, just over 10 minutes into this one. Buena Vista averaging an offensive rebound of about one every 2 minutes. Gerke, bounce pass down low, ripped away by Evavald. Evavald will get it to Vidmon, and now Dort will try to break. She'll go right, hands it off to Harmson. Harmson dribbles left, now switches it. Far side, Anderson back over to the near side. Vidmon, an entry pass, Evavald off the glass and good. Evavald just too strong for Nicole Lang there. Backed her down and laid it in off the glass. 28-21 defenders. Top of the key, Barnes swings it left. That's Schneider. Back over to Barnes along the baseline. She'll dribble right, kicks it back out. That's tipped by a couple players. First by Anderson and last touched by Lang on the right wing. And so the turnover gives possession back to Dort University. 28-21, 8:43 remaining here in the first half. On the floor for Dort, Harmson, Van Monen, Evavald, Anderson, and Feenstra, who has it right now on the left wing. Top of the key, Van Monen back down to Evavald. She's hacked by Lang as she goes up with the left hand. And so Rachel Evavald will go to the charity stripe for two. It'll be the first personal foul against Nicole Lang, the first team foul as well against Buena Vista in this quarter. So Evavald with a couple free throw attempts. Her first attempt swishes that one home, 29-21. Dort with an 8-point lead, and for Evavald, she has 7. Second free throw is good. Make that 8. A 9-point lead for the defenders, 8 points for Rachel Evavald in this one. And the defenders are up 30-21 here in Storm Lake. Barnes gets it over to Gerke. Right wing, she'll use the screen of Schneider. Kicks it back out. Innerwald, three-point shot, no good. Rebound taken away on the left block by Evavald. Now on the break, Van Monen pass over the top. A little too much on it, but able to corral it is Erica Feenstra. First off the fingertips, slowed it down, kept it in bounds, and powered it up off the glass. 32-21, and Feenstra now with 18. Stolen away by Van Monen. Gerke tried to track down that pass, a near travel on Van Monen. Lost control of it going up. And unable to get the shot to fall. Last touch by the defenders as that one goes out of bounds. And we'll have substitutions galore onto the floor for the defenders. Krakus, Gustafson, Kenzie Kennard, Bailey Beckman, and Maya Shimalewski. And we're going to get a timeout, actually, on the floor. Buena Vista will call a timeout. It's an 11-point lead for the defenders, 32-21 here at Sivens Fieldhouse in Storm Lake on the campus of Buena Vista University. You're listening to KDCR 88.5 FM, your home for Defender Athletics. Back here at the DeWitt Gymnasium, Buena Vista will inbound the basketball, trying to break the press for Dort, and does with a couple seconds to spare. Full court pass tried to get Lang on the far left block, but Gustafson gets a paw on it and knocks it away out of bounds. So the Beavers maintain possession, but Dort does slow the break. On the floor for the Beavers. Driesbach, Gerke, Lang is down there, as well as Streit, and also on the floor, Cassie Miller. Gerke drives left, blocked away from Gustafson. Now on the break, Krakus has to pick it up after losing her dribble. Gustafson kicks it out. Far wing three-point shot from Kenzie Kennard is no good. Dort struggling for the three-point line so far tonight, but 11-point lead, 32-21. Streit over to Gerke. Now Miller, right wing, swinging it around the perimeter. Driesbach, she'll dribble left, picks it up at the free throw line. Hounded by Kennard. And a near five-second call once again gets it out to Gerke. Just seven on the shot clock for Buena Vista. Unaware shot clock at three. Gerke will have to just throw it up and almost gets it to go off the glass. Rebound taken away by Beckman. Full court pass gets Krakus right block, and it's good. The right hand from Krakus gets the basket, and it's 34-21 Dort. Full court press continuing. Gerke switches it far side, just 3 seconds to get across the timeline, and it is in time with a second to spare. The pass from Streit over to Gerke. Right wing now out to Miller. Miller will dribble left, top of the key, picks it up. Now over to Driesbach. Screen right side. Five on the shot clock, three-point shot, a long one from Gerke, no good. Good box out by Gustafson, and now Dort wants to break. Beckman, almost all the way to the basket. I think she was in between there. She had an option of either taking it herself or giving it off to Krakus. And a defender was coming at her and going up for the basket. I think she just lost control out of bounds off her knee. So a turnover for Dort on the break. But Buena Vista immediately turns it back over. Kenzie Kennard takes it away. Krakus, the right hand, and it's good off the glass. Gabby Krakus scored 12 points in the opener against Waldorf. She's got a couple baskets here in the second quarter. It's 36-21. The press works again for Dort. Stolen away by Gustafson. Maya Shimalewski lays it in with a right hand off the steal. And Buena Vista, David Wells, is not pleased with what he's seeing here in the early going in this exhibition from his side. His first season with Buena Vista. We'll take a quick break here. Coming to you from the Sivens Fieldhouse on the campus of Buena Vista, you're listening to Dort University Women's Basketball on KDCR. Back here in Storm Lake, Buena Vista inbounds the basketball out of the timeout. With it is Barnes, will dribble right around the perimeter. Picks it out now to Driesbach. Over to Lang. Lang drives to the paint. She'll be called for a charge there. Gabby Krakus with a good job standing in on the left block and took the brunt of that blow, but earns the turnover. Second foul on Lang. And the defenders get back the basketball. It was 26-21. Dort's on the midst of a 12-0 run at 38-21. Now defenders with the lead. Pruitt, Gustafson, Ivovald, Krakus, and Vidmanen out there. Gustafson right now on the left block. Goes up through contact. Too strong. No good. Offensive rebound, though. Gustafson impressive on the opposite block. Getting the offensive rebound, and she powers it back up. Gets the basket, 40-21. Now a turnover from Buena Vista. Miscommunication on the handoff there, and it's an easy break for Dort. Krakus actually misses the layup, but that's why you always follow. Fundamental, kids. Fundamentals. Jordan Vidmanen gets it and lays it back up on the right side. 42-21. Little stat patter for Vidmanen there. Rebound and a basket. Barnes, chill dribble into the paint. Up with the left hand, no good. Krakus will be whistled for the foul. So the foul will go against Gabby Krakus. That is her first personal, second team foul on Dort, but because it is on the shot with 4:29 remaining in the second quarter. Barnes will go to the free throw line. Couple substitutions, couple players leaving the floor for Buena Vista, so resetting the players on the floor. Sporer, Gerke, Barnes, who's at the free throw line, Hamlet. And the free throw is no good, in and out. And then a strike as well out there for the defenders. It's Ivoval, Gustafson, Krakus, Van Manen, and Pruitt. Buena Vista has not scored this quarter yet. 42-21, and there's the first point of the quarter for Buena Vista. 4:29 remaining in the second quarter. Buena Vista gets its first points of the quarter. It was 26-21 after the first. So Dort outscoring Buena Vista 16-1 in this frame. Dort with an easy break of the press. Van Manen picks up her dribble at the free throw line, hands it off to the trailing Ivoval, and one. Ivoval goes through. Strite's going to be whistled for the foul. And David Wells, again, not happy. I think that one was in the restricted zone, though, and that's why Strite whistled for her first personal. So Eva Vald, the and one, gets the free throw, heads to the line now. It is up off the front of the rim and falls. So Rachel Ivovald gets the basket. She has 11, and the lead is 23, 45-22 with 4:10 remaining here in the first half. Enerwald, right wing, dribbles left. Hands it off baseline to Schneider. Kicks it back out. Strike, three-point shot, no good. That one missing left, and now Krakus wants to break. She takes it coast-to-coast on her own, and we're going to get a travel called. A travel before the blocking foul by Strite. That one, again, in the paint in the restricted zone. But Krakus, just one too many steps on the drive, whistled for the turnover. So with 3:45 remaining in the first half, Buena Vista will get possession. Swinging it right, Sporer over to Gerke. Gerke using a Strite screen, and we're going to get a foul against Vimana. That's one of those that I think could have gone either way. Maybe a moving screen, but maybe the movement caused by Van Manen trying to run through the screen. So Van Manen picks up her first personal, team's third. Both teams down with three fouls in this quarter. 45-22, defenders with the lead. A 19-1 run in this quarter for Dort University. Beckman, Feenstra, Harmson, Pruitt, and Ivovald out there for the defenders after the substitutions. Pass is inbounded to Gerke at the free throw line. She goes up with the left hand, and Ivovald's going to get whistled for bringing the arms down. Gerke dribbled, tried to take it on the left block. Actually, I think they're going to get Beckman on the reach there. Looks like they're going to get Beckman with the foul. So that is her first personal. And Gerke knocks down the free throw. 3:35 remaining here in the second quarter, and both of Buena Vista's points have come from the charity stripe. 45-23. Gerke's second free throw is good. She knocks down the pair, and now she'll be subbed out. Actually, she won't be subbed out. Someone else will. Emerson Else will check in. And leaving, I believe that's Spore. Yep, number 23, Spore leaves the floor for Else. Dort struggling a little bit with the pressure, gets caught in the corner, and then Ivovald finds a Hail Mary heave out to Harmson, who gives it back to Ivovald. A tough shot, rolls in and out, no good. Schneider will rip away the rebound for Buena Vista. And now the Beavers want to break. Gerke, she wants to push it up the floor, guarded by Beckman. Can't get Beckman to bite on the pump fake, kicks it out to Enerwald. Enerwald drives, is bumped by the body of Pruitt, and so Pruitt is whistled for the foul. That's the fifth team foul against Dort. And so, yep, the officials realize that now. We will have some free throws coming up. So Destiny Enerwald will head to the free throw line, 45-24. Dort with the 21-point lead. The first personal foul on Ebby Pruitt. Free throw is up, and it's good. 45-25. Enerwald with her fourth point. And she's able to knock down the second as well. So 5 points for Enerwald. The lead is now 19. 45-26, Dort University. Veenstra gets it across to Pruitt on the timeline. Left wing, Pruitt. Trying to get the entry pass down to Veenstra, does. Four players are swarming her as she goes up with the right hand, and she's fouled. That's one way to defend Erica Veenstra with the start she's had in this one. Just to swarm her and see if you can't get her to turn it over. But instead, Veenstra draws the foul. That goes against Schneider, her second personal. And now everyone else on the floor will be new for the defenders. Kennard, Beckman, Krakus, and Shimolewski. First free throw from Veenstra is good. 46-26, Stewart with the lead. And free throw number two is good as well. So a pair for Erica Veenstra pushes the lead out to 47-26. And Erica Veenstra, almost the difference herself. She has 20 points in this one. 2:54 remaining in the first half. Gerke kicks it out. It's another two-on-one for Buena Vista. Good job breaking the press. Gustafson, who just checked in, though. Good pressure. The one-on-one able to force the miss by Hamlet, and now Beckman breaks. She goes off the glass, too strong, no good. Ball tipped back to Beckman, but a foot still on the baseline. And with the ball ruled out of bounds, Buena Vista will get possession. 2:37 remaining here in the first half, 47-26, Dort University. Mentioned last year when they played, Dort was up 62-34 at halftime and ended up winning 112-49. So far, playing out in a similar fashion, although Buena Vista, some young players who are showing a lot of fight here so far, despite it being just an exhibition. It is an official game for Dort as Ederwald is fouled. Dort again with the press. And they're going to get Krakus on the reach-in foul on the arm there, so that's her second personal, and we'll have free throws for Buena Vista. 5 points this quarter for the Beavers, all of those coming from the free throw line. Ederwald will have a two from the stripe. And her first is no good. Too strong off the back iron. On the floor for Dort, Beckman, Shimolewski, Gustafson, Krakus, and Kennard. As Ederwald's second free throw is good, 47-27. And we'll have a substitution on the floor. Emily Newton just checks in for Buena Vista. Jen Schneider, Destiny Ederwald, Aaron Gerke, and Emerson Else on the floor for the Beavers. Beckman, nice crossover dribble, creates a separation, gets it to Krakus, soft the glass, no good. And going for the rebound, initially it looked like Gustafson had a clean offensive rebound, but she is going to be called for the loose ball foul. And so that's her second personal, and we'll go all the way down to the other end for more free throws. The officials are not on the same page here. One official says it, I guess, was an offensive foul, and so Buena Vista inbounds it underneath the basket, immediately turns it over. But Beckman a little bit out of control, going up with the left hand there off the glass. And Buena Vista has possession. Still looking for their first basket this quarter. That ball knocked away by Gustafson. Beckman now breaking. It's a 3-on-2 for Dort. Krakus, right hand, no good. Beckman goes up. She's blocked from behind by Ederwald. Ederwald with the vicious block from behind. It is out of bounds, so Dort will maintain possession here with a 20 on the shot clock. And they'll get a new 5 on the floor. Veenstra, Harmson, Ivoval, Pruitt, and Van Manen out there for Dort. Newton, Ederwald, Gerke, Schneider, and Else out there for the Beavers. Pruitt gets the inbound pass into the left corner. Veenstra kicks it back out. Van Manen swings it right corner over to Harmson. Along the perimeter, 10 left on the shot clock. Pruitt bounce pass to Veenstra, and she's whistled for a travel. Buena Vista ratcheting up the defensive pressure, forcing another turnover against Dort. 47-27, 1:36 remaining in this half. That is the 8th turnover against the defenders, second for Erica Veenstra. Newton, right wing, and she'll be whistled for a travel. Tried to go with a jump stop and couldn't drag the pivot foot. He yanked that one about a good foot on the hardwood, an easy one for the official. 47-27, Dort with a lead and 85 seconds remaining in the half. Looks like Else will check out. We'll get a substitution. Christina Schauer back onto the floor. Van Manen will start the offense for the defenders. Mari Smitsdorf goes over to the table. She'll wait to check in. Harmsen, right wing. Uses the screen from Ivovol. Kicks it into the corner. Van Manen wide open. Three can't get it to fall. And last touch by Erica Feenstra. So the defenders shooting 53% in this one. 19 of 36. But all 19 of those baskets have come from inside the three-point line. 9 free throws and 19 two-point baskets. That gets you 47 points with 1 minute remaining in the first half. Gerke over to the right side. Smitsdorf checked in for Dort during the break there. And the ball stolen away by Van Manen initially, but looks like her foot was on the far baseline. So Buena Vista will get a little bit of a break because the shot clock will reset now. And with 53.7 seconds left, the Beavers could play for a 2-for-1. We'll see if they choose to do so, but the opportunity is there. And we're going to get a five-second call instead. So the Dort defense answers there, a five-second call. And now Dort with a chance to play a 2-for-1. Smitsdorf, Van Manen, Harmsen, Feenstra, and Pruitt on the floor for the defenders. Van Manen brings it across the timeline. Pruitt left wing. Using the screen from Feenstra. Wanted to go back to her, not there. Van Manen top of the key swings it. Harmsen. Back to Smitsdorf. Pick and roll. Off the rim. No good. Feenstra. Offensive rebound back. It's good. We'll see. There's about a 4 second difference between game clock and shot clock, but Dort does get the basket. Feenstra down low. 49-27. 20 on the shot clock. 24 on the game clock. Enerwald drives past Pruitt. Lays it in with the right hand. So Enerwald with the answer. And now a lazy pass from Smitsdorf. Gerke, very alert, gets the steal and lays it back. 49-31, 10 seconds remaining here in the half. Van Manen uses the Smitsdorf screen, kicks it, corner, Harmsen three. Can Dort buy a three? It cannot. And that's how the first half will end. 49-31, our score after the first half of play. The defenders outscoring Buena Vista 26-21 in the first quarter, 23-10 in the second quarter. And the first 6 points in that quarter for Buena Vista through the first 7 minutes, all coming from the free throw line. An official game for Dort, an exhibition for Buena Vista. But we've got some energy here in the here in Storm Lake and the campus of Buena Vista University. And we've got a good one. 49-31. Defenders with the 18-point lead at halftime. Close to last year's total was 62-34 at halftime. So off by about 10 points or so there. The defenders won that one 112-49. Dort won on Friday 113-40. How will this one end up? We'll come back. We'll break down a little more of that first half after this break here on KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. You're listening to Dort University Basketball. Here in Storm Lake, Iowa, on the campus of Buena Vista University, I'm Christian Zylstra at the Sibens Fieldhouse, bringing you Dort University Women's Basketball on the KDCR airwaves and online at KDCR885.com. Before we get into some of what we saw in the first half, a quick reminder, if you did not know, and congratulations as well to both Erica Feenstra and Rachel Ivovald, who in their contest against Waldorf both eclipsed the 1,000 career points mark, putting them in the top 20 for Dort University women's basketball scoring. And actually, since then, Feenstra has already passed Mackenzie Schmidt, and she is 2 points behind Brianna Sprong already. She will be shooting up that list this season if she's able to stay healthy this year, and knock on wood, they're a huge part of the Dort offense and the Dort game plan. But she has an opportunity to set a number of records for Dort and really climb up that chart. Rachel Ivovald does as well. She's passed a couple people as well and is not too far behind Mackenzie Schmidt as well for climbing up that list. They both were able to surpass those marks against Waldorf on Friday. Again, we mentioned that was a dominating effort for the Defenders. 113-40, the victory over the Warriors. Here against the Beavers, Dort has been in control, but Buena Vista's shown some spurts. If it wasn't for a six-minute stretch there in the second quarter, this could be a single-point game, a single-digit deficit for the Beavers. But they just could not buy a basket and struggled to take care of the basketball for a while there in that second quarter. The first six and a half minutes, Buena Vista had not made a basket. All their points had come at the free throw line, and in fact, Dort had scored the first 16 points in the second quarter to really grow what was a five-point lead out to 21. Some of your first half stats. Dort University leading Buena Vista 49-31. The Defenders shooting 50% from the field, 20 of 40, but 0 of 9 from behind the arc and 9 of 9 from the free throw line. So positives, 50% as a team, you'll always take that shooting percentage and the free throw line as well. If you're shooting 100% for the free throw line, you're not going to lose a whole lot of games. But 0-4-9 from behind the three-point arc for Dort. Not hurting them so far here today, but obviously nice to see one go through. And Dort's had some good looks, not forcing the three-point shot, just haven't quite gotten that shot to fall here tonight. For Buena Vista, shooting 34.5%, 10 of 29 from the field. So Dort, 11 more shots than Buena Vista. The Beavers have made two threes. They are 2 for 8. And they've done pretty well from the free throw line as well, 9 of 12. So equaling Dort in makes in that category with a couple more attempts. The Defenders led in scoring by, well, who else? Erica Feenstra, 22 points in that first half. She is one of three players in this game in double figures. Rachel Evavolt added 11 as well. And then no one else for Dort has four. Gabby Krakus, Carly Gustafson, and Jordan Vimonen each have four. And then 2 points for Bailey Tetzloff, who picked up a third foul in that first quarter and had to sit for a while. And 2 points for Maya Shimaluski as well. So that's the scoring for Dort. That's how you get 49. For Buena Vista, 12 points for Aaron Streit, 8 points for Aaron Gerke, and 8 points for Destiny Einerwald, 2 points for Vanessa Hamlet, and 1 point for Mary Barnes. Both teams turning the ball over a little bit. Dort obviously on a better pace overall, 10 turnovers for the Defenders compared to 16 for the Beavers, but Dort obviously looking to clean that up. The block was working in the first half for Dort, 5 blocks compared to 1 for Buena Vista. And the stat that really pops out, Dort has not only more assists than turnovers, which you always want, 15 assists compared to 10 turnovers, but more steals than turnovers, 11 steals for the Defenders compared to 10 turnovers. I know that's something that Coach Harmson loves to see on the stat sheet, part of his defense and his full court press being able to wreak havoc to force more turnovers and to have a direct hand in forcing those turnovers more than you're committing. Again, Dort shooting 50%, leading 49-31 here at halftime at Buena Vista University in Storm Lake, Iowa. About an hour and a half away from Sioux Center, so not too long of a weeknight road trip. This is a little bit of a unique contest. Buena Vista playing as an exhibition, Dort playing as an official game. So this is game number 2 of the season for Dort, whereas Buena Vista will not play an official game until about mid-November when they kick off their season. Coming up after tonight for Dort, for the women's basketball program, they'll have a couple games coming up that will be in Illinois, in the Chicago area at Trinity Christian College. Those contests will be against Trinity Christian and against Rochester out of Michigan, two non-conference affairs, part of an early season, early weekend tournament to get things underway. And it'll be a good little test of the endurance and the stamina for Dort. Although Dort plays a number of players and really uses that pressure, gets some fresh bodies in on a regular occurrence. So if any team is able to kind of handle the back-to-back games or two games in 24 hours, his Dort women's basketball program right now built pretty well for that. Coach Harmson has him in a good place there. We're going to step aside about 4.5 minutes until the second half is underway here at Sibens Fieldhouse at Buena Vista University in Storm Lake, Iowa. I'm Christian Zylstra. You're listening to Dort University women's basketball here on KDCR Sioux Center and KDCR 88.5.com. broadcasting here from Simon's Fieldhouse on the campus of Buena Vista University in Storm Lake, Iowa. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. I'm Christian Zylstra, bringing you Dort University basketball, game number 2 of the season for the Defender women. And unofficially, it's an exhibition. Well, officially, it's an exhibition. It's an unofficial game for Buena Vista, so it will not go down with their record. We're about a minute 10 away from starting the second half here in Storm Lake. The Defenders leading 49-31. And in that second quarter is really where they were able to create some separation. It was 26-21 after the first quarter. But Dort started the second quarter on a 16-0 run. And in fact, the first 6 points for Buena Vista were scored from the free throw line in that second quarter. Dort outscored the Beavers 23-10. 5 plus 13, that's 18. And that's where we sit heading into half number 2, 49-31. The Defenders with some non-conference action here. Looking ahead, actually, at some of Dort's schedule. So they'll be heading to the Chicago area. They'll face Trinity Christian and Rochester, Michigan in a pair of games hosted by Trinity Christian this weekend. Locally, the following weekend, Dort will be playing in Orange City against Haskell and Presentation. That's at Northwestern at the Boltman Center. And then the Defenders open the GPAC season, and they return home to the DeWitt Gymnasium on November 13 with a ranked showdown with Dakota Wesleyan. It's a tough conference, this GPAC conference, with a number of teams ranked. Concordia, the reigning national champion, number 1 in the country. They lost a double overtime to Creighton in an exhibition game before the season. Dort is number 5, Dakota Wesleyan number 7, Northwestern 11, Hastings 16, and Morningside 19. A tough, tough conference. And so, you've added importance for these games to get prepared and to ready yourself for the grind ahead. Jordan Van Monen will start it out for Dort on the floor. Evaval, Pruitt, Van Monen, Veenstra, and Harmston. Harmston can't get the three to go. Veenstra, weak side rebound, puts it back off the glass. It's good. She has 24 points now. It's 51-31. And now Veenstra closing in. Passes Brianna Spronk on the all-time scoring list for Dort. Gerke dribbles baseline and with the reverse. Gets it off the glass. It's good. 51-33. Gerke with another basket. Van Monen dribbles right using the Evavald screen. Kicks it out to Veenstra. Back to Evavald down low. Kicks it out to Harmson. Bounce pass to Evavald. She's on the left block. She'll dribble left. Left hand. It's good. Rachel Evavald gets the basket. 53-33. 13 points for Rachel Evavald. Sporer. Streit. Enerwald, Schneider, and Gerke on the floor for Buena Vista as Strite drives baseline and is going to go to the free throw line. They're actually going to get Rachel Evavald, it looks like, on the foul there. Her second personal and the first team foul of this quarter. So two free throws coming up for Strite. The sophomore from Hartley, Melvin Sanborn, and she gets the first free throw to go. 53-34, just over a minute into this second half here in Storm Lake, Iowa. The second free throw from Strite, up and good as well. So both teams with 4 points here in the early going in this quarter. The lead still at 18 for the Defenders. Then Monen swings right wing over to Harmson. Bounce pass down low. Veenstra kicks it out, swinging. Then Monen, the three-pointer is good. Dort University finds that elusive three-point shot on its 11th attempt of the evening. The triple from Van Monen makes it 56-35 Defenders. Now Gerke off-ball screen, goes up for the shot, knocked away, and the Beavers will maintain possession. So 20 on the shot clock. Gerke will look to inbound it on the baseline. Was blocked away by Dort University, and that's why Buena Vista keeps possession. Coach Harmson just looking for some clarification there. Schneider hands it off to Sporer. Sporer back to Schneider, over to Gerke. Working at the right elbow. Goes with the right hand after a spin move. Can't get it to fall. Hung up on the rim for a second, but Harmson takes it away. Van Monen looking to push. Top of the key, picks it up, left elbow, tried to pick out Harmson, right wing. She was open, but jumping the passing lane and getting the steal, Gerke. And so she'll take it, using a Streit screen. Back out to Streit, top of the key. Evovald has to close after she knocked down a couple threes. And good recovery by Evovald as Streit, knowing that, tried to drive left side, and it was blocked away, going up with the left hand. Evovald swats it away out of bounds. We'll get a substitution for the Beavers here. Checking in is Kaylee Driesbach. Left block, shot up, no good. Offensive rebound by Buena Vista, and Innerwald playing some bully ball there, just puts the shoulder down, drives to the right block, throws it tough off the glass, but gets it to go. Now Pruitt, a nice screen, can't get the shot to fall, but she'll head to the charity stripe. Pruitt with a nice move off the screen there, dribbling left, laid it up, hacked on the play. That is Streit who will pick up the foul, so that is her second personal foul. And Abby Pruitt will head to the free throw line. 56-37, 7:30 remaining here in our third quarter. And Pruitt's first free throw swishes that one home. So the lead back out to 20, 57-37. Substitutions for Dort. We'll get him after this free throw from Pruitt. She's able to knock him both. So Pruitt is in the scoring column. She has 2 points, 58-37. And now on the floor for Dort. A almost brand new five. You got three new players out there: Beckman, Gustafson, and Chmielewski. For Buena Vista, taking it up the floor, that's Driesbach. She'll dribble left, kicks it out into the corner. Baseline, that's Streit. She tries to bully Ray up. I think we're going to get a travel before a foul. Gustafson a little shaken up on the play. It is a travel called on the floor. And the turnover gives the ball back to Dort. Gustafson able to shake it off. Looks like she'll be the one actually to have to come back and inbound it to Beckman here. 7:18 remaining here in quarter number three. 58-37. Beckman drives left, tries to kick it out to Chmielewski, but Gerke, she's been in the passing lanes on a number of occasions tonight, jumps that one again, knocks it away out of bounds. 24 on the shot clock. Beckman will inbound it, side out, gets it over to Veenstra. Hand off with Beckman at the top of the key, over to Gustafson. She'll take the left wing 3-point shot, and she buries it home. Carly Gustafson, the forward from Ethan, South Dakota, buries the triple. It's 61-37. Gerke picks up her dribble. Right wing gets it over to the top of the key. Innerwald wants the entry pass to Streit. It's not there. Good denial by Gustafson. And so ball poked away. Gerke tried to reset. Beckman got a hand on it. Ball is still loose at midcourt. The shot clock is at 4. We're going to get a jump ball. And possession error, I believe, gives it to the defenders. We're going to have a discussion here with the officials. Substitution on the floor for Buena Vista. Buena Vista will actually keep it here. So just 3 on the shot clock with that jump ball. Actually, kind of the ideal scenario for Dort there. Pass down low, tries to get it to Snyder. It's poked away by Veenstra. 1 second goes off the shot clock. Just 2 remaining now. Now Buena Vista will get to inbound it underneath the basket, though, along the baseline. It'll be Driesbach to inbound it. Out there, Schneider, Innerwald, Gerke. And it's out at the top of the key. Tough shot, Schneider off the glass. I don't believe that got rim, but Dort came away with a rebound, and Gustafson, she'll get to pad the stats a little bit with a rebound there. Beckman using the Gustafson screen, swings it over to Chmielewski. Bounce pass in the paint. Beenstra going up, a nice double move, but she's going to whistle for the travel. Started to fall down, and she tried to go, but the right hand lost her footing. And so the turnover gives it back to the Beavers. 61-37 with 6:10 remaining in the third quarter. Driesbach dribbles left, gets it out to Lang. Top of the key, Lang swings it back into the corner. Driesbach, she'll dribble right, trying to go around Harmson. Harmson's going to get called for the body. Comes a couple seconds before the actual shot attempt, in which Harmson blocked Driesbach. So Second foul on Harmson, second team foul on Dort, and all it will be is an inbounds underneath the basket with 20 on the shot clock. Exactly 6 minutes remaining here in the third quarter. Inbounds pass, almost intercepted by Chmielewski. Able to track it down is Miller. Tries to get it to Lang, bounced off her hands, off her forehead to Feenstra, and Lang, I think, just a little frustrated. She didn't corral that one. Gets called for the reach-in foul against Feenstra. Second team foul against Buena Vista, third foul on Lang. Speaking of three fouls, haven't seen Bailey Tetzloff since she picked up her third personal foul in the first quarter. Beckman swings it right over to Harmson. She'll dribble left. Back to Gustafson. The pick and roll leaves it short, but through the contact, Gustafson will go to the free throw line for two. A well-executed pick and roll from Dort there. And as we reward, Gustafson will head to the free throw line. Exiting is Schneider, and checking in is Hamlet for the Beavers. Dort will also make a couple substitutions. Just mentioned her name. Tetzloff will come in, as will Krakus, and Harmson and Beanstra will sit. 61-37, our score here in Storm Lake. Gustafson, the first free throw is no good. Off the front of the iron, the back of the iron, the right side of the iron, and could not get it to go. 61-37, the first free throw missed for Dort today, and the second one is short. So Gustafson misses a pair at the free throw line. Dort does apply some pressure, though, and surprisingly, they get a travel call there as Driesbach fell to the floor. I think some incidental tangling of feet. There was no foul called, no travel called. In the end, we get a jump ball, gives possession to Dort. So Dort University with possession and a 24-point lead here in the third quarter. Just about halfway through this third period. Driving baseline, Chmielewski missed, no good. Far side, Gustafson the rebound, and then lost it trying to go back up. I think that was Driesbach actually getting a hand on it, and it might have gone off the leg of Gustafson on the far side. Dort will continue with the press. Driesbach will inbound it. Gets it into the corner. That's Miller. Back to Driesbach, and now Buena Vista breaks. At the three-point line, top of the key, Driesbach, she'll dribble right, hands it off to Gerke. Gerke, far right wing goes left, inside the free throw line, bounce pass over to Hamlet, on the block, it's good. Hamlet fought through a little bit of contact there, but now Dort breaks. Hamlet, who scored the basket, didn't get back in time, and she commits the foul as Krakus was open on the right block. Hamlet bumps her from behind, 61-39. Second personal foul on Hamlet. Fourth team foul on the Beavers here in this third quarter, which means essentially for the rest of the quarter, Dort will be in the bonus. Well, not essentially. They will be in the bonus from here on out. Krakus, free throw is short. No good. 61-39. 4:51 remaining in the third quarter. Dort has missed three straight free throws after not missing a single free throw in this one. They made their first 11. And that one is good. So the trend, 11 made, 3 missed, and Krakus gets that one to go. 62-39, full court press on for Dort. Chmielewski, almost with a steal. Actually, I think they're going to call her for a reach-in foul. So that'll be her first personal, team's third foul. Dort will still continue with the full court press. Still a foul to give. And there's that foul. And now Bailey Tetzloff, she puts her hands up in frustration because that's her fourth personal foul. Three fouls in the first quarter. And now one here in the third quarter. She'll have to sit, as checking in is Kenzie Kennard. But despite the two fouls in 2 seconds, Dort will continue with a full court press. Buena Vista tries to go over top of it, and Kenzie Kennard picks it off. Now Kennard tries to pick out a teammate, finds it, a little bit of chaos. Beckman, bounce pass, basket is good. Beckman with the basket on the right wing knocks it down 64-39 with the right hand. Krakus rips it away from Hamlet. Now Dort wants to push again. Beckman driving into the paint. Right hand. Basket is good. And a one for Bailey Beckman. So a good sequence for her. Able to finish on the baseline with the right hand. And then that time through the contact. Drawing the foul and converting. 66-39. And with that, Coach David Wells will call a timeout. We'll be back here at in Storm Lake. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, and KDCR88.5.com. Dort University women's basketball, the defenders leading 66-39 with 4:24 remaining in the third quarter. Back here at Simons Field now, 66-39. Beckman converts the three-point play, 67-39. Beavers trailing the defenders by 28. And the full court press forces another turnover. Pass out to half court. Gustafson steals it away. Gets it to Beckman. Tries to go with the left hand. Can't get three straight baskets to fall. And Buena Vista corrals the board. With it is Dries back using the screen. Kicks it out. Gerke. Three-point shot. Right wing. In and out. No good. Hamlet rebound. Down low. Gets it to go. Hamlet with the inside positioning. Over Krakus, able to get the offensive board and back off the glass. 67-41 defenders. Beckman, right wing Krakus. She'll go left, spins right, has it knocked away, but regains control. Goes up with the right hand, can't get it to fall. Left it short off the glass. Rebound taken away by Hamlet. Next dead ball, we'll get a full substitution from Dort. Going up and getting it the right hand, Mary Barnes. Went into contact there and got the shot to go off the glass. Now poked from behind. Beckman turns it over. A little bit out, a little too out of control there from the freshman. And Buena Vista forces the turnover. 67-43. Dort with a 24-point lead. 3:15 remaining here in our third quarter of play in Storm Lake. Beckman pokes that one away from Dries back. Try to track it down, but the official in her way. And we'll get a new five on the floor for Dort. Beenstra, Pruitt, Evavald, Harmson, and Vidmanen for Buena Vista out there. Looks like we have Barnes, Streit, Schneider, Gerke, and inbounding the basketball, Driesbeck. With it on the left wing. Dribbling left, Barnes gets it past Pruitt. Over to Driesbeck, picks up her dribble on the right baseline. And we're going to get a shot clock violation. Buena Vista unaware of the shot clock. Manzo Dort's defense forces a turnover. I should say Dort's defense forces another turnover. Not like it's the first occasion here tonight. In fact, that's the 23rd turnover by Buena Vista in about 27 minutes. Dort turns it over. Gerke with a steal. She's got a couple of those this evening. Gets it down low. A nice cut by Schneider. Can't get the basket to go. Erica Feenstra whistled for the foul. So Feenstra fouled as Schneider went up from behind. Second personal foul on Feenstra. 15 foul on Dort. Two free throws coming for Schneider. First one is swished home. 67-44. Dort with the 23-point lead. And the second free throw is good as well. That means we'll have some substitutions for the Beavers. Gerke and Driesbeck will exit. And back onto the floor is Sporer and Innerwall. Evavald, Vidmanen, Harmson, Feenstra, and Pruitt out there for Dort. And Vidmanen's called for a travel. I think she thought she got a little bit of an arm bar on that one. Tried to drive right towards the wing. But she's whistled for the travel. So back-to-back turnovers for the defenders. 67-45. Buena Vista trailing and with the basketball. 2:15 remaining in quarter number three. Innerwald gets it over. And another foul called against Dort. Barnes trying to drive. Knocked to the floor. It'll be interesting whether they give it to Pruitt or Harmson on this one. And they'll give it to Harmson. So in the bonus, Buena Vista will go to the free throw line. Barnes will have two attempts after Harmson picks up her third personal foul. Free throw is up. And off the front left of the iron, no good. 2:09 remaining in our third quarter of play. Second free throw is good. So Buena Vista splits a pair. They'll go with the full court press now. We'll see if Dort, who's turning over a couple times this third quarter, can corral the basketball. Evoval finds an open Harmson, who kicks it out to Pruitt. Turns down the open three on the left wing, and Dort will reset the offense. Evoval sets a screen to free up Vidmon, and over to Feenstra. Top of the key, three is good. Erica Feenstra, her first attempted and first made a three-point basket of the evening, 70-46 Dort. Driving, Sporer picks up her dribble, forced by Vidmon in the near 5-second call. Enerwald drives, last touch by Evavald as she reaches in and knocks that one away. 70-46, and some more substitutions. Harmson and Feenstra will sit. Onto the floor for the defenders. For the first time, Michaela DeYoung enters, and Maya Shimilewski. Also onto the floor for the Beavers, Christina Schauer. Going up, Enerwald tried to push through the contact to Pruitt. Pruitt pulled the chair out from underneath her. She just chucks up a wild shot, no good. And Van Manen takes the board. Shimilewski goes left. Goes right, rather. Evavald, right wing. Skip pass. Shimilewski, three-point shot. In the corner, no good. Off the rim twice. Rebound ripped away by the Beavers. Strike gets it over to Schneider, who goes up, and Schneider is fouled from behind by Van Manen, who is a little perplexed. She thinks she got all ball from behind, whistled for the foul. So that's her second personal foul. 57 seconds remaining in the third quarter. It's 70-46. And Jennifer Schneider will have a couple free throws. Able to hit the first one, 70-47. Dort shooting 52% in this one. Buena Vista 37%. Is that free throw as good as well? So Schneider gets the pair. She has four in the game. It's 70-48. And Monin, top of the key, swings it left. It's Pruitt. Using the screen from DeYoung, creates some separation. Drives baseline, goes up off the glass. It's good. Nice screen from DeYoung on the left wing. Freed up the baseline drive for Pruitt, and she's able to finish in the paint off the glass. Driving a Sporer. At the free throw line, hands it off to Schneider. She goes through contact. It's blocked away by Evavald. 27.8 seconds remaining in the third quarter. 18 left on the shot clock. Buena Vista will inbound underneath the basket. No two-for-one opportunity for other side. And now Evavald will exit. Gustafson will come in. Schauer will inbound. Gets in on two. Enerwald and one. Destiny Enerwald with a nice cut off the off-ball screen. Gets it on the right block through the contact. Lays it in. 72-50. And the chance to convert the three-point play. Buena Vista has played Dort tough in the first and third quarter. The second quarter was a little bit of a different story. Dort dominating that one. So Enerwald converts the three-point play. It's back to a 21-point game. 72-51. Full court press from Buena Vista. Dort's able to break it. And now Pruitt. A smart move there. The senior leadership will pull it back out as Dort tries to hold for the last shot. 10 seconds left on the game clock. Van Manen, right wing, bounce pass to DeYoung. She's at the left elbow, down low to Gustafson. Gustafson, spin move, left hand, no good, but she's fouled from behind. Gustafson fouled on from behind on the play. I think Christina Schauer is going to be whistled for that. She is. So with 1.8 seconds left, Gustafson, who missed two free throws her last time heading to the free throw line, a chance to atone with a couple free throws here with 2 seconds remaining. First free throw off the front of the iron, no good, is 72-51. Second free throw, that one does fall. So Gustafson splits the pair, 73-51. Inbounds to half court. And Enerwald chucks it up but can't get it to fall. That's where we stand through three quarters of play here at Sibens Fieldhouse at Buena Vista University in Storm Lake. It's Dort University women's basketball, 73, and Buena Vista, 51. I'm Christian Zylstra. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center. Back here live in Storm Lake, Iowa, Christian Zylstra from Duke University Women's Basketball here on KDCR. On the floor for Buena Vista, Shower with it right now is Sporer. Buena Vista will start with it. Streit out there along with Innerwald, and on the far block is Schneider. Right now, right wing three-point shot up and good. Erin Streit knocks it down. She's got a couple triples tonight, and she leads the Beavers in scoring, 73-54. At her 17th point. On the floor for Dort, Veenstra, Van Manen, Ivaval, Pruitt, and Harmson. Harmson, right wing, passes down the three, gets it down low to Ivavald. Spins away, right-handed hook shot, no good, off the glass, left it short. And the rebound taken by Schneider. Sporer picks up her dribble due to the pressure from Van Manen, but able to get it to Schneider. 15 seconds gone on the shot clock. Streit, another three-point shot, that one blocked by Ivavald. Ball is loose. We're going to get a jump ball, means possession for Dort University. Checking in now for Buena Vista, Mary Barnes will enter. Looks like Sporer will exit. No substitutions from Dort on that whistle. Ivavald to Van Manen, back to Ivavald, now Pruitt. Dort breaks the press, three-point shot. Wide open, Harmson gets it to go on the right wing. Well, I'm not sure the press works if you leave a three-point shooter wide open on the right wing. Harmson had all the time in the world there, had a whole second to gather herself. No one closing out on the shot, and she drills the triple, 76-54. Barnes kicks it out on the baseline. Driving, knocked away. Shower has it tipped away by Harmson. Now Pruitt breaks. Pruitt down the middle of the floor, over to Veenstra. Veenstra travels before she gets the shot off. I don't think Veenstra expected Schneider to be able to close, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Schneider, inner field division, and Veenstra just unable to keep that foot down. Traveling violation against Erica Veenstra, her fourth turnover tonight. 76-54, 8:15 remaining. Van Manen knocks it away. Veenstra cleans it up, and unfortunate for Dort, Van Manen was going to have an easy wide-open layup, but a smart foul by Mary Barnes on the play. And because of that, Barnes' foul ends the break for Dort. A move you see more in the NBA than you do in college, but a great decision there by Barnes. And if it was unintentional, it worked out pretty well. Ivavald kicks it out far corner. The rainbow arcing three from Ebby Pruitt. She gets it to go. 79-54. Pruitt with the triple. Now a hard collision. Pruitt and Innerwald. I think we're going to get a foul called against Ebby Pruitt going for that loose ball. That is the case. So Pruitt's third personal foul. First team foul for Dort. 7:54 remaining into tonight's contest. An exhibition for Buena Vista, an official game for Dort. Defenders leading by 25. Innerwald dribbles to the free throw line, kicks it out to Schauer, and now Harmson's going to get called for the bump. I think that's her fourth personal foul. Peyton Harmson picks up the foul on the body bump. Schauer tried to drive. Second team foul on Dort. That is the fourth personal foul on Peyton Harmson. Dort with a good inbounds defense there. Forced to kick it out to Innerwald. Innerwald jumps, kicks it back out. Hamlet, left wing, dribbles, goes up through the contact over Van Manen. Can't get it to fall. Van Manen rips the rebound. Chucks it all the way up court. Guess who's there? Erica Veenstra tracks it down, lays it in with the right hand. Veenstra with the basket. 29 points for Erica Veenstra. The fourth assist for Jordan Van Manen, 81-54. And now, unfortunate for Buena Vista, slipping on the play. Mary Barnes trying to cut the corner. Another break for the defenders. Ivavall can't get it to go, but Veenstra. We're actually going to get a whistle. We're going to say, I think the official is going to say that ball landed out of bounds. Or rather, actually, I think he's saying Rachel Ivavald just got a hand on it before Erica Veenstra did, and Ivavald had not yet reestablished herself in bounds. So That does give the ball to Buena Vista, 81-54, 7 minutes remaining into tonight's contest. Gerke back on the floor. She drives. Left hand can't get it to fall off the rim. Bailey Tetzloff is in for the defenders as well as Bailey Beckman. What a pass over the top, but Feenstra, a little bit too far underneath the basket, gets it off the back of the bottom of the backboard. Now Buena Vista tries to break. Harmson knocks it away from behind, poked away by Gerke. 81-54, Buena Vista maintains possession underneath the basket. And we'll get a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Dort Women's Basketball here on KDCR 88.5 FM. We'll be back. You're listening to Dort University Women's Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Christian Dyerstra, Buena Vista inbounding it underneath the basket. Trying to find someone. That's a five-second violation. Gerke looking for someone to get open. A little stationary for Buena Vista, aside from maybe two players along the perimeter. Gerke didn't feel comfortable throwing it over the top to Innerwald, and so it's a turnover. Dort forcing the turnover on defense. Feenstra bounce pass to Gustafson on the floor for Dort. Feenstra, Tetzloff, who's banging down low in the paint, whistled for the travel. Beckman, Harmson, and Gustafson. For Buena Vista, you have Streit, Barnes, Gerke, Hamlet, and Innerwald on the floor. Barnes will bring it across the timeline. Dribbles right. Harmson defending her. Tries to get it to Gerke. Knocked away by Beckman. Quick hands by Beckman in the passing lane. Able to swat that one away. And now Barnes will check out. Kaylee Driesbach will check back in. Again, this Buena Vista team showing some heart here tonight. Dort cruised by Buena Vista last season. 9 of the 13 players on the Buena Vista roster are underclassmen, freshmen or sophomores. Innerwald, top of the key. She's one of the four upperclassmen, a senior from MOC Floyd Valley. She drives up with the right hand. It's good. Beckman over to Tetzloff. Back to Beckman, top of the key. Swings right. Harmson thought about the three, now calling for a screen. Kicks out to Tetzloff. Gustafson. Pump fakes the three, drives into the paint. It's good off the glass. Gustafson with the pump fake on the three, got the defender to hesitate just for a second, enough to drive right by her all the way to the basket. 83-56, 5:30 remaining. Harmson knocks it away, but Therese back able to track down the basketball. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Drives left, the first pass of the possession to Gerke in the corner. She drives baseline, off the glass, no good. Offensive rebound, Gerke. She'll go up. Tough angle. Hits the side of the backboard, and Feenstra snags the rebound. Beckman over to Harmson. Right wing three, no good. Just a little bit too strong. Feenstra down low. Offensive rebound. Back up, it's good. Erica Feenstra through the contact, able to power that one up. She has six rebounds, and 31 points. Good day for her here in Storm Lake. Hamlet, left block. And right as I say that, the commentator's jinx. Feenstra whistled for the foul, trying to get the block. All things considered, not the worst thing that could happen. Her third personal foul, third team foul with 4:42 remaining in our final quarter of play. 85-56, Dort with the lead and a mass substitution for the defenders. Kennard, Krakus, Shemilewski, DeYoung, and Smitsdorf on the floor. For the Beavers out there, looks like you have Else. You have Streit, Hamlet, who's at the free throw line and can't get her first free throw to go. Driesbach and Miller. One more free throw coming up for Vanessa Hamlet. And that one no good as well. Off the right side of the iron. Rebound taken away by Smitsdorf. Kennard with a full court pass. Baseline knocked away. Krakus. And on the break is Else. Emerson Else. Heading up, kicks it back out. Strike, she's got a couple threes. That one left short. Rebound taken away by Kennard. Kennard, again, pass over the top. And playing that one like a defensive back. And not only that, but gets the last deflection off of Krakus. Good job defensively there by Aaron Strite. As she, back to the ball, threw her arms up and swiped away when she saw the hands and the eyes of the Dort University player, Krakus. trying to corral the basketball, playing it like a cornerback. Using a football analogy there. Else takes it to her left. She'll actually back it back out. Now picks up her dribble about 35 feet away from the basket. Able to get it over to Lang. She drives. No good. And we're going to get a blocking foul called on Chmielewski. This one because she's in the restricted zone. That one, the right call there from the official. As Chmielewski well underneath in the restricted zone. And so as a result, Nicole Lang will head to the free throw line for two. Chmielewski's second personal foul, 14 foul. Free throw is no good. So Dort with the rebound. Kennard over to Krakus. Baseline, mid-range, J, no good. Smitsdorf, offensive rebound. Back off the glass and can't get it to go. Hopped on the rim a couple times, but fell back out. Hamlet with a rebound. Miller over to Driesbach. Wasn't expecting the pass. Almost lost it out of bounds. Now back over to the wing. Else, three-point shot. Rattles around, but falls. A three-point shot on the play. And we've got a discussion here. So I think we were supposed to get two free throws earlier, and we only got one for Buena Vista. Hamlet did not make a shot. I'm curious how we're going to handle this, though. It is 85-59, and in fact, the coach yelling got the score table to blow the whistle. So I think that's our issue here. For a second, I thought I was just crazy that I had missed a free throw, but I do think the officials forgot the second free throw, and that play continued. And so we'll be interested to see, do they allow Buena Vista to come back here and take another free throw, or what happens? We do have Coach David Wells and Coach Bill Harmson joining the three officials here. Honestly, I don't know what the rules say here, but it kind of seems like no harm, no foul if you go back and you let the second free throw be taken here. I know technically that's probably not allowed. You're not allowed to just say, we'll add in a free throw that we missed earlier. But at the same time, not supposed to miss one of those. So I think that's what we are going to get to happen, though. And it is. So Nicole Lang will go to the free throw line. She'll get free throw number two. Missed the first one. So it's 85-59. Unless we are going to say that that three-point shot did not count, we've added time back on the clock, actually, 3:55, so the three-point shot actually does not count. We are going to go back in time here, breaking out the time machine and going back to 3:55 on the clock for free throw number two. It's an exhibition for Buena Vista, and it's a little extra work on the stamina for Dort University if that free throw falls. So it is 85-57, actually. 85-57 with 3:55 remaining in the fourth quarter. Well, you see something new every day. Kennard with it. Kicks it. Right wing, and Maya Chmielewski thought about driving, then realized Krakus wide open on the right wing. Wanted to kick it back out, and instead whistled for the travel. The hesitation just enough. 85-57, 3:40 to go. Dries back with it. She's guarded by Chmielewski. And Krakus will be whistled for a reach and foul. Pass made out to Emily Newton. And Krakus with the body. Third personal foul, 15 foul. So Buena Vista heads to the free throw line for a pair. Newton's free throw. She subbed in for Cassie Miller during the free throw debacle. Gets the first to fall, 85-58. Second Beaver free throw is good, 85-59. Dort leads by 26. 3.5 minutes remaining here in Storm Lake. Kennard swings it left, top of the key, Chmielewski. And we're going to get an offensive foul. A moving screen called against Dort away from the basketball. I believe that's Smitsdorf who's whistled for the foul. It is. Her first personal because if it's an offensive foul. No free throws on the other end. But with that, it's another turnover for Dort. And I know that's something Coach Harmson is going to want to clean up. And I'm sure he'll mention that in our postgame interview on the Wireless World postgame wrap-up. Kenzie Kennard, quick active hand, steals it away. But good recovery on the back end by Newton. blocks it away, ends the break. Dort will still have possession of the basketball, 26 on the shot clock, but what looked like a quick steal and score quickly turned into nice defensive plays on both ends. Krakus over to DeYoung. Kennard, three-point basket, too strong, no good. The air ball, but Krakus tracks it down. Back over to the left wing. Chmielewski into the paint. That one knocked away. Didn't get a jump ball called, and so Buena Vista's on the break, and now we're going to get a foul from behind on DeYoung. Dort a little unfortunate there. I think you probably could have called the jump ball. But no call there, and then some incidental contact going for the loose ball. DeYoung picks up her first personal. And at the free throw line for a pair, Emerson Else. With that, Krakus will exit. Faith Anderson will enter. And so two free throws. 2:51 remaining here in this contest in Storm Lake. First free throw, no good. So we still sit at 85-59. Our score. Buena Vista doesn't hit 60 as that one rattles in and out. And DeYoung corrals the rebound. Kennard over to Anderson. Back to Kennard. She'll go right. Bounce pass over to Anderson. Now baseline. Smitsdorf back out. Top of the key. DeYoung three-point basket is good. Beautiful ball movement on the right side of the court by Dort University. Quick, crisp passes and the open look for DeYoung as she flashed out to the top of the key. Dries back over to Hamlet, left wing, over to Newton, right wing three, that one's short. Good box out by Anderson, allows DeYoung to track that down. Kennard now will cross the timeline. Anderson, left wing back to DeYoung, she's feeling it, another three-point shot, that one no good, missed a little bit to the left. Rebound corral by Lang, Buena Vista wants to push, and again, a little bit of incidental contact, but I think Kennard stepped on the foot of Else there. And so with 2:02 remaining in the fourth quarter, that'll go as a foul against Kenzie Kennard, her first personal. And Else will have a couple more opportunities to get Buena Vista into the 60s. And she does so on her first free throw attempt, 88-60, a 28-point lead for the defenders, who are 2 minutes and 2 seconds away from improving to 2-0 on the season. Second free throw, good as well. Nothing but the nylon for Else. She'll check out. Cassie Miller returns. DeYoung will inbound it to Kennard on the play. And we're officially under 2 minutes. 88-61. Anderson, baseline, dribbles left on the wing. Kicks it out left side over to Chmielewski. Back over to the right side. Driving, Anderson kicks it out. Top of the key. DeYoung swinging it along the perimeter are the defenders. Smitsdorf back to Anderson. Right wing three is good. Again, good ball movement from Dort University, 91-61. Several players getting a hand on that. Faith Anderson knocks down the triple. Driving baseline. Newton has it. See if they call it a kick or just out of bounds. I think they're just calling it out of bounds. Last touch by Dort in the end. The only difference would be 1 second on the shot clock. The kickball violation under 20. They would reset the shot clock to 20. Set it at 19. A long two-point basket is good for Lang. 91-63. Chmielewski driving, blocked away on the left side. Lang with the block, last touched by Newton, who was standing out of bounds trying to corral the basketball. So with 74 seconds remaining, Dort will inbound it. Underneath the basket, it'll be Anderson. She'll throw it in over the top to Kennard. Uses a DeYoung screen. Thought about the long two. Thinks better of it. Kicks it back out. Smitsdorf now. Back to Anderson. She'll drive into the paint. Hands off to Smitsdorf. Left hand. No good. Off the glass. Rebound corralled by Lang. Under 1 minute to go here in Storm Lake in tonight's contest. Driesback. Driving. Blocked by DeYoung. DeYoung rips it away. Gets it to Kennard. Dort still pushing. Kennard over the top, picks out Anderson. Right block, off the glass, left it short, no good. Rebound, still loose. Smitsdorf comes up with it, goes up with it, and she is fouled. So Mari Smitsdorf will head to the free throw line and will have a chance to get into the scoring column with 41 seconds remaining. Her first free throw attempt is no good. Short and to the right, 91-63. 41.2 seconds remaining here at Buena Vista University. Second free throw, no good. Short as well. Rebound tracked down by Newton. 30 seconds remaining here at Seibens Fieldhouse. Miller dribbles left, top of the key, kicks it back out. Three-point shot, no good. Lang with an open look there, can't knock it down. We'll see if Dort just holds it with 20 seconds left on the game clock and nothing on the shot clock. The defenders actually still going to run the offense here. Kennard over to Anderson, swings it left. Over to DeYoung, skip pass, corner, dribbles baseline, off the glass, too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Newton. 4 seconds remaining, and that's going to do it here at the campus of Buena Vista University in Storm Lake, Iowa. It is the Seibens Fieldhouse, and Buena Vista, some big improvements on last year. Last year, Dort won this contest 112-49. This time, a 91-63 victory for your Dort University defenders. Dort improves to 2-0 on the season. Buena Vista, again, this is an exhibition for the Beavers. Their first official contest doesn't come until mid-November. We'll be back here on KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. I'm Christian Zylstra. You're listening to Dort University Women's Basketball here on KDCR. We'll have your Wireless World postgame wrap-up and an interview with the Dort head women's basketball coach Bill Harmson in just a few moments on KDCR. Thanks for joining us, and hope you've enjoyed tonight's contest. Again, 91-63, your Dort defenders victorious. Back here at Seibens Fieldhouse, Buena Vista University, Storm Lake, Iowa, the location of tonight's 91-63 victory for your Dort University women's basketball team over the opponent today, Buena Vista. The Beavers, an exhibition game for them, their first contest of the season, an unofficial contest, won't go against their record for Dort. It does go for the defenders' record, so Dort now 2-0 on the season. Looking at some of the stats in the game, in the second half, Dort shot a little bit worse than it did in the first half, 46% in the second half, good for 48% in the contest, 35 of 73. 70% for the free throw line. Dort just 5 of 11 from the charity stripe in the second half, and a 7 of 12 from the three-point arc in the second half. A big improvement there after an 0 for 9 start, making Dort 33% on the game, 7 of 21. For Buena Vista, 19 of 55. That's 35%, 3 of 15 from behind the arc for 20%. A lot of free throws for the Beavers. They were able to get to the free throw line 19 times in that second half, 22 of 31 overall for 71%. Dort, 18 more shots than Buena Vista in this one. And obviously, it's a little easier to win a basketball game when you're getting to take 18 more shot attempts than your opponent. And that helps, in some ways, account for the 28-point margin, 91-63 over the Beavers. For Dort, led in scoring by Erica Feenstra, one of three defenders in double figures tonight. She had 31, continues to move her up the scoring list. She is now just 8 points behind Jill Vanessen, and she is closing in on the top 10 for Dort University as I quickly count this up in my head. Jill Vanessen is number 11, and right now Erica Feenstra sits in 12th place as she went ahead of Lisa Vanderwall. Here on your Wireless World postgame wrap-up, we are going to be joined, as he makes his way up the stairs here, by the head coach of the Dort University women's basketball program, Coach Bill Harmson, joining us on the Wireless World postgame wrap-up. Coach Harmson, first of all, congratulations on the victory here this evening. We can talk about, first I want to talk about Erica Feenstra again, another quick start. We could talk about her what seems like every night, but now she's officially moving up to 12th in the all-time scoring list for the Dort women's basketball program. This is your second year in the program. Just what kind of growth have you seen from here, from her, over your time here and then in the offseason into year two with her?
I've seen just tremendous growth out of Erica. I coached her when she was in high school.
where she was in high school to where she is right now is an incredible amount of growth. She and I just talked yesterday at length about how the game has really slowed down for her. I think she's thinking less, reacting more. She came in this year more equipped with a few more post moves and facing up to the basket and hitting the three. So she works on her body tremendously hard. She's tremendously fit. She's really fast. And I think back to last year, some of those over-the-top passes that we threw to her, how many went out of bounds? Well, she's sucking all those in now, and she's catching them all. And so she's just her level of focus is really high, and so she works really hard at it, and it's just really cool to see her getting rewarded for all that hard work.
In this contest, first, third, and fourth quarter, your team had the advantage by a couple points. The big advantage came in that second quarter. You started out on a 16-0 run. The first 6 points for Buena Vista all came at the free throw line in that quarter. They didn't hit a shot until over 6 minutes into that second quarter. What was working defensively that allowed you to create that separation and really to get that breathing room that you never let go of?
Yeah, I thought defensively we did a better job of ball screen defense. I thought we helped out a little bit more on that drive in the first quarter. They got way too deep off ball screens, so we did a better job of that. I thought our weak side did a much better job. The biggest thing that we did is we contested shots much better. We were disappointed with how much we fouled and how much we put them on the line tonight. You alluded to that. You know, their first field goal didn't come till under the six-minute mark.
Yep.
And then I think they had two right at the end of the quarter, two back-to-back where they scored, and then they stole the inbounds and scored again. So we got to look at those things with perspective, and we certainly have to clean things up defensively, get rid of our handsiness, and start playing with our feet. Communication's got to get better. And second game of the year, you know, we certainly have things that we got to work on.
Yeah, things you're working on, game one to game two. What did you see that your team improved on or sharpened from Friday night to tonight?
Yeah, not a lot. You know, I thought, you know, when we play in the DeWitt, it's home and it feels really good. And I thought we played really hard the other night. Today, I thought some of our youth showed up. I thought some of our, you know, when you sub as much as we do, when we put kids in that first time, I didn't think we got elevated. And that's just maybe going on the road, not playing in front of as big of a crowd. You know, those are all things that we have to begin talking with our kids about, just about that mental focus that it takes. But, you know, we moved the ball pretty well again. You know, we had 25 assists. You know, we moved the ball. We turned it over too much tonight, Christian, for our liking. But man, we had a lot of possessions in that game, and it was just a hard game to get any rhythm and get any, you know, just natural flow going in it.
And in a game like that, you still won by 28 points.
Yeah.
There, you had 20 steals. Going into this weekend, you've got a couple contests at Trinity Christian College. You'll be playing Trinity Christian and Rochester out of Michigan. What do you hope to see this weekend? What do you hope to expect from this team?
You bet. Well, we're going to go have a great practice tomorrow. And, you know, tomorrow will basically be our last opportunity to practice for an hour and a half and work on things. And this weekend, I want to see growth, individual growth, which results in that collective growth. Tonight, I didn't think we played very connected. And, you know, some of our girls were zigging when we were expecting them to zag. And so those are things that we'll address in practice tomorrow and in our walkthrough on Thursday and Friday. You know, we're going to play a couple pretty good teams this weekend. And to travel that far, we certainly want to play well. And so, you know, we got a nice mixture of youth and experience on this team. And we just got to keep gelling and coming together and staying connected. Because, with young kids, negativity can seep in pretty fast, and so we want to keep that at bay and continue to build this team up, because I think we have an opportunity to be pretty good.
Well, Coach, thanks for joining us here on the Wireless World Post Game Wrap Up. A 91-63 victory tonight over Buena Vista. Safe travels home.
All right, thanks, Christian. Same to you.
Awesome. The Defenders victorious in this one, 91-63. That's going to do it for us here on KDCR 88.5 FM and KDCR88.5.com. Have a great evening. We'll be back. Dort Volleyball on Friday night. Mike Biker will have your call live in Hastings, Nebraska. And then on Saturday, more Defender volleyball action and football as well. Football in Hastings and volleyball at Doan. That's going to do it for me. Have a great night. And as always, go Dort.